Well, greetings everyone and welcome to the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Brand new week. Promises to be a very nice week as far as the temperatures are concerned. Thank you very much for joining us as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour here on this Monday. Good show coming up for you. Mike Halas, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will be joining us. Plenty to talk about. He was there Saturday night at Linmar. Marcus Page and the ACC barnstorming team stopping in our fair city to take on a local high school all-star team. Sellout crowd lined up 2.5 hours ahead of the actual game. We'll talk about that with Mike. Iowa spring game coming up this Saturday. The Iowa State spring game last Saturday. And lots more to talk about with the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. That is Mike Halas. Also on the program coming up today, we'll talk about the controversy that is starting to come out of Ames. Iowa State women's basketball player, former basketball player Nikki Moody, has sued Bill Finley, Iowa State University, and the state of Iowa for racial discrimination and retaliation. That coming out today. We will talk about that and maybe just about what has changed in the last generation between athletics as far as what a coach can do and now really what a coach cannot do. And we'll kick that around a little bit as well. We also have for you tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels on next Thursday, April the 28th, as the Colonels will be taking on the West Michigan Whitecaps that night in Game 3 of a three-game set. And we've got some tickets for you to pick up all this week, including today, right here on KGYM. So stay with us for that. And it's also a Thirsty Thursday, where you can swing by the Z102.9 Kegerator for a tasty beverage, and all the tips on that particular Thursday night are going to the Arc of East Central Iowa. $2, 12-ounce regular draft beers, 20-ounce bottle soda and water for just $2 all game long. So we'll have those tickets for you coming up here in just a little bit. Mark, how are you?
Really good. You know, it's incredible how the weather changes people's attitudes. Being out yesterday and today, and everybody's in a great mood, great weather. And actually, you know, great weekend. We got out and played some golf yesterday. I had a decent physical this morning. And I got to wish Todd Bromelkamp a happy birthday. It's been a good stretch of hours here.
It has been. And
yeah.
And from us here in the gym class, a happy birthday to the APC's Todd Bromelkamp.
How old is he, young man?
I don't know. I don't ask
He's in his 30s, things. Right?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Right.
I just don't ask those things anymore. Sports weekend, the NBA playoffs getting underway, the NHL playoffs continuing. You had Zach Johnson in contention up through a little bit of a tough round on Sunday. And, of course, the win going to Brandon Grace from South Africa as he continues the international flavor on the PGA Tour. And all that to get to here. But first, talked about this at the start of the show. Saturday night at Linmar High School, just a really neat event. The ACC barnstorming team stopped by at Linmar. Yeah, stopped by. They flew in to Linmar. Six of them flew in. No, wait a minute. Check that. Do my math here. It was eight that flew in. Two drove in from UNI. but it was just a great atmosphere. Sellout crowd. The gym holds 2,200. They actually put VIP seating like the NBA does along the baseline, or I'm sorry, the sideline. Those were the VIP seats. So they were thinking anywhere about 2,350 right in there that they had. Doors open at 6. Game is at 7:30. People were lined up, according to Mike Halas, and we'll talk to him about this, at 3:30. In the afternoon to get good seats for the general admission public out there.
A lot of blue paraphernalia.
Yes, there was.
In the crowd. And all in appreciation of Marcus Page and his career at North Carolina. And thinking about this and following your texts and Mike Halas's texts and tweets and column over the weekend, I think it's very refreshing that so many Eastern Iowa athletes who go on to some measure of greatness never forget where they came from.
No, indeed.
And very few, I think, you can say that's not true. I can't think of many right now who, whether it's Kurt Warner coming back for Habitat for Humanity, Zach Johnson for his foundation tournament and other endeavors. Marcus Page made sure that he would come back because he missed that game at UNI because of injuries. Cal Eldred, our regular guest on Tuesdays, certainly has never forgotten where he came from. I think that's what's really refreshing about some of the local athletes. I don't mean to put them on a pedestal or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But it's just refreshing their attitudes about this area.
And so many people, not only from classmates, people that knew him at Lindmar, but there were so many people from far northeast Iowa. Saw Illinois license plates there. Just so many people that just wanted to see not only Marcus Page, but I think we'll talk about this with Mike as well. Bryce Johnson was there, who's going to be a lottery pick in the upcoming NBA draft, the University of North Carolina All-American. And until you see a talent like that perform in front of you and just how good they are and how effortless he goes about doing his job, that's when you can really appreciate just how good Bryce Johnson is and Joel James and how big he is. North Carolina had a young man who was a walk-on that played on this team who was outstanding. This guy was terrific. And it was a lot of fun. Granted, was there a game? Yeah, there was a game. Did they keep score? Yes, they kept score. Were there officials? Yes, there was one foul call. Three, but two of them were at the beginning of the second half, and they brought kids out of the crowd to be designated shooters. They had a three-point contest. They had a dunk contest, which was won by Marcus Page, by the way, and he won it legitimately at 6-1. Marcus has got pretty good hops. He can get up. Man. It was just a fun atmosphere and a fun night. And tell you what, the tip of the hat to the high school all-star team. They gave the ACC guys everything they wanted. Ended up losing by about 12.
But at certain times, they played the role of the Washington Generals,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
Parting the lane
for
certain dunks and what, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a good team. You had three future Hawkeyes there. Cordell Pemsel was there, did not play. David Wetterer represented Dubuque Wallert. You had Ryan Kreener came over from Spirit Lake. He was taking it seriously. He was going up against Bryce Johnson, and he was not backing down. He didn't drive 4 hours to part the lane. But he was making three-pointers. Jordan Bohannon was outstanding. Jared Prinney was outstanding. He hit a ton of shots, the Western Michigan commit.
You told me one of your favorite plays was by Lindmar's Jordan Brandt.
Jordan Brandt, who was 6'1", God bless him, and he was somehow in the matchups. He was going up against Joel James, who is 6'11" and about 280 pounds, and does not look like he's 280 pounds. And it started off kind of as a fun little deal. Jordan Brandt was kind of getting the crowd behind him, wanted to post him up inside. So he did, got the ball, did a spin move. While falling away, just kind of threw up about a high arching, about a 20-foot high arching shot right through the net. And the crowd just went nuts. And the ACC team got off the bench and were high-fiving him. And Joel's looking around, oh my gosh, where'd that come from? And he's high-fiving him. But it was just a lot of fun.
If you were there, give us your comments. 319-366-1600. That's our phone and Guppy's on the go text line. When you're on the go, we'd certainly like to know. 2235 comments. I liked how Johnson let the kids shoot free throws.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. And they all stayed afterwards. They put 12 minutes on the clock for free autographs. There was still kids waiting, so they stayed patiently. Marcus appropriated his time well. Obviously, he was the star attraction. Everybody wanted to get a picture with Marcus or to say hi to Marcus or whatever.
Earlier in the day, they were at hospitals, right?
Yes,
they spent the whole day at this thing.
Yep, and that's what this barnstorming tour is about. What I thought was great was Phil Ford was sitting 10 feet to my left.
Hmm.
The North Carolina All-American, a legendary college basketball player, just a terrific NBA player as well. Phil Ford, it was great to see him there. He was the unofficial coach of the ACC All-Star team, along with Chris Robertson. I'm not sure how many played. Chris called one play. Lindmar brought their five senior players in there at the end for the last couple minutes of the game, and they got to play against the ACC All-Stars. So that was kind of fun. And then that's when Chris started talking to the other team. Hey, run this play. Run it for Bo. Run it for whatever. But it was fun.
However great it was, there was a certain understanding between the two teams, right?
Yes, especially when the Eastern Iowa All-Stars jumped out to about a 27-14 lead. Now, wait a minute. Did you read the fine print? ACC team's supposed to win. And they did eventually pull away.
Kenneth at 2364, I'm sure he'll be successful in any career he chooses, but how do you think Paige will do in the NBA?
You know what? A lot of people talk about his athleticism, and if he has enough to play at the next level, at the highest level in the world in the National Basketball Association, the shot's probably going to have to get more consistent. We're efforting Marcus. We're hoping to have him on in the next few weeks or so. We can ask him there, but the athleticism, he showed me something in that game. And yes, I know they weren't playing defense or anything like that, but when
showed me something against Villanova.
Right.
Wow.
Absolutely. Marcus is a gamer, and you can do a lot worse than having Marcus Paige somewhere on your bench in an NBA. Is he going to be a superstar in the NBA? Probably not. Is he going to be on an NBA roster? I think he very well could be on an NBA roster.
Well, so 11:43, the ACC is full of fantastic kids. Hashtag classy.
Yeah, they were. I mean, that was just a... And we were talking about it before we got going here today, Mark. That's a once-in-a-generation night. We're not going to have a guy out of the Metro or out of Eastern Iowa go to the ACC very often and play, be a preseason All-American, be a two-time academic All-American. And then to have all those guys get on an airplane and fly up here for the day in Eastern Iowa, that's just not going to happen very often, if ever.
I would love to see more of these types of events. Just stay out of it, NCAA. Let us do our thing and let us have these things. You and I are old enough to remember the university versus college division all-star game. I remember going to one at Kennedy. John Johnson, Fred Brown, all the Drake, Rick Wanamaker might have been there, might not have been the great player from Drake and Marengo. Iowa State, you and I, Drake against the Coes and the Wartburgs, and the gyms were always packed.
Yeah.
And that was a great event.
Well, Iowa used to have a barnstorming team of seniors go around, along with, I think, some of the other local colleges. Of course, the biggie was the college all-star football game. Remember that?
I do.
They always used to play an NFL team in July or something like that until I think the last couple got postponed due to weather. I remember one. The last one was scheduled for Soldier Field, and I never seen rain on television and lightning like that. But, NCAA has kind of put the brakes pretty much to those. There are a lot of hoops you have to go through. And there were a lot of hoops that Lindmar and others had to go through Saturday night to put that thing
it's
on.
It's a way for those kids to those guys, the college graduates, to express gratitude to the fans in what, 1, 2, 3, 4 gyms in April and May and maybe raise some money for certain charities, whether it be hospitals or what have you. What's wrong with that? Nothing.
I don't think anything's wrong with it. Only good things can come out of it, but you start getting monies involved and et cetera, and that changes things a little.
David in North Liberty, 5615. If Reiner could make an NBA team, there has to be a spot for Marcus.
I would agree.
Different positions.
Different positions, but same gist. Same gist right there. Thank you for reaching out to us on the Guppies on the Go text line at 319-366-1600. When you're on the go, we want to know what you think via the Guppies on the Go text line. Standard text messaging rates do apply. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up. And then after Mike, and we may hit this as well with Mike a little bit and get his preliminary thoughts about it. But again, Iowa State women's basketball, former women's basketball player, Nikki Moody, who graduated last season, well, 2 seasons ago, I beg your pardon, 2014-2015, four-year starter, had some ins and outs with Bill Fenley. Her senior season was suspended actually twice. She is now bringing a lawsuit against Bill Fenley, head coach of the Iowa State women's basketball team, Iowa State University, and the state of Iowa, for racial discrimination and retaliation. That was reported by the Associated Press as well as other outlets here today. Moody, a senior in 14-15, said she was called a thug and labeled as a selfish player, according to the report. She said she filed that lawsuit saying Fenley, who has coached at Iowa State since 1995, constantly demeaned, berated, harassed, and discriminated against her. She said that discrimination led to, quote, a hostile education environment through racial harassment, unquote. So we'll get to that coming up as well here in just a little bit. 20 minutes past the hour of 3. We need to get to Mike Halas, though, the award-winning sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll talk with Mike coming up after this timeout. You're listening to the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Scott, Mark, Alex Kuhn, our producer across the glass, here on KGYM.
Hey, Dad, wouldn't you rather be watching the game? I know you want to try and fix the drip in the sink, but you've been doing that for, like, a week. Don't you think it's time to call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing?
Don't waste your precious time messing with plumbing problems. Call Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber. They'll take care of everything, and you won't miss the things that matter.
Dad, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, okay? We'll cheer on the team together and have lots more fun.
Call 888-867-5309.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
For the first time in 12 years, the Colonels are hosting the Midwest League All-Star Game this June 21st. This midseason classic will bring the top players in the Midwest League to Cedar Rapids to battle for league supremacy. Tickets are on sale now for this game, and fans are encouraged to buy early as this game is sure to sell out. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now and experience Midwest League All-Star Game action Tuesday, June 21st at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Sponsored by the Cedar Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Minnesota Twins baseball coming up tonight as the Twins will take on the Milwaukee Brewers. First of a four-game home-and-home series. Tonight's game and tomorrow afternoon's game will be at Target Field in Minneapolis, and then they'll head over to Miller Park in Milwaukee. Longtime rivals. Of course, the Brewers got out of the American League, Mark, now in the National League, and the Brewers and the Twins will go at it in the first of four coming up tonight. You're suddenly red hot, Minnesota Twins.
Well, three in a row is certainly better than nine in a row on the other side, but it's encouraging and still a long ways to go. Get three out of four against Milwaukee, that'd be good.
It's still early. Very early. Very early. Very early.
Cubs Cardinals play this this week, and it's a subject of our poll question, KGYMradio.com. The Cubs and Cards meet in St. Louis for a three-game series. Which team will prevail? Will it be St. Louis or Chicago? Thank you to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
It's big news when the Cardinals and the Cubs get together, and that's not the premier series between the two cities right now.
It's not.
Blackhawks Blues.
Oh, okay. All right.
Blues with a 2-1 lead on the Blackhawks.
Great series.
Right now. It is a lot of fun. That is a very, very good series going on. And game four will come up, I believe, tomorrow night. That will be back at the United Center in Chicago. 323, Mike Halas set to join us right now, and he is the award-winning sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com and go to Twitter and just type in at Halas, H-L-A-S, and you can take a look at everything he has. News and notes to offer us in Eastern Iowa and around the world. And Mike, how are you on this Monday?
You know, it's Monday.
Yeah. We had a great Saturday night, though, didn't we?
Yeah. Right. We were at Lindenmar, sat side by side, and watched a lot of basketball talent in one small place.
And not a lot of defense, but that's okay.
No. You know, that would be funny. To go to like some exhibition event and just watch teams just play maximum strength defense. That's what the people come to see.
No, they didn't come to see that.
Mike, this is certainly Marcus Page's stage. Is that the biggest takeaway you got from the event, or was there something else?
Well, I guess 2 days later, my takeaway is, you know, a lot of people pass through a place and they come back, maybe make a token visit back, but they're really gone, you know? I mean, they're gone. So, people move on. But when Marcus Page came back on Saturday night in Lindenmar, I don't know if I was surprised, but I was impressed with how many people were there in the first place and how many people seemed to genuinely identify with him. I was really surprised how many people wore North Carolina colors, and they had a souvenir stand set up, and they had Page T-shirts, and boy, they sold a lot of those, you know. He really made an impression in the community. And sometimes I think that when people from our area go off and play collegiate sports in a different part of the country other than Iowa or Iowa State, that they're kind of forgotten about. That if you ditch the local scene, and ditch is a bad word, and I shouldn't have said ditch. I mean, if you pursue a different opportunity, I think there's a segment of people that resent you for not staying at home and helping out the home team. But in this case, I saw an overwhelming number of people who were really pleased and seemed to take a lot of pride in Page's success in North Carolina.
And it wasn't only, it was a lot of Lindenmar folks, obviously, but I was perusing the parking lot. You had cars from Illinois, a couple from Wisconsin, people from down in southeastern Iowa, far northeastern Iowa. There was just a ton of people there that wanted to see not only Marcus, but some pretty good talent there, including a guy that's going to be a multimillionaire coming up in a couple months.
Yeah, Bryce Johnson, first-team All-America forward from Carolina. He can play. Oh, boy, he can play. But, no, you're right. I mean, there were a lot of people from... It wasn't just the Lindenmar community. It was a lot of people who came to see big-time talent from the Atlantic Coast Conference, 1,000 miles from the ACC. The power of marquee name basketball, I guess. And by the way, Scott, casing cars in parking lots, that's going to catch up to you at some point.
I'm not as young as I used to be either.
No. But it was funny in the Lindenmar gym seeing North Carolina and Duke fans sitting side by side, and you did. They were clearly identified. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I guess when the Big Ten goes out and plays its conference tournament in Washington, D.C. next year, it'll be sort of a reversal of that. You'll have a lot of Big Ten fans from the Eastern Seaboard who descend in D.C.
Yeah. Bryce Johnson, and we were talking about a little bit earlier on, unless you are there to see just how talented this young man is and others like him that will be lottery picks in the NBA draft coming up here in the next couple of months, you just can't appreciate the talent that they have. I mean, it's just effortless on what he did on Saturday night in an exhibition game.
Yeah, you know, first-team All-America is nothing to be sneezed at. And the state of Iowa had a second-team All-America and a third-team All-America. And I think we've talked about it before together on this show recently, but it says something about the state of pro basketball when, I mean, you look at George Niang's a second-team All-America, Jared Utoff's a third-team, and there's no guarantee either one's going to make a roster spot in that league. They very well could, don't get me wrong, but it's not a gimme. And you're talking about an All-American. But the first-teamers, those are usually shoe-ins, and like you said, Bryce Johnson's going to have enough money to buy and sell both of us here in a couple of months.
Without a problem.
the buying will be easier than the selling.
Mike, I made comments earlier in the show about how refreshing, at least I think it is, for local products, Eastern Iowa products, to not forget where they came from. And there's been a lineage of those types of athletes. You're very familiar with Zach Johnson and Kurt Warner. And you go to Tim DeWitt and Cal Eldred and Bruce Kim and, you know, right on down the line. And I don't think it's unique to this area, certainly. I'm not naive enough to think that. And I don't want to get too flowery about it. But it still is refreshing to see what you did Saturday night.
Yeah. You know, he was supposed to play, Paige was, at UNI in November, and that didn't happen because he was recovering from injury. And what a letdown, you know. So many people from this area had made plans to go to that game to see him play this close to home, and North Carolina scheduled it for that one reason. And I must say, I mean, look, North Carolina lost that day. For North Carolina to schedule a game at Northern Iowa just to sort of pay back one of its players, pretty nice thing, you know? Really nice thing. But it didn't pan out, and some things in life don't. And so here's this ACC All-Star team. And what a chore it must have been. I mean, look, they had several players from the ACC. There was somebody from North Carolina State and somebody else from Wake Forest and other collegians who were from the state of North Carolina. And to get them to travel all the way to Iowa for a weekend, it was basically, I mean, look, they were getting a little something for it, but not that much. They were doing Marcus Page a favor, really. Mm-hmm. And in turn, they did Linmar a favor. And just being surrounded by selflessness is, I guess, rewarding in itself.
And kudos to the high school All-Stars that they played. They were good.
hey, I'm glad you said that, because that's one of the things I walked away from, too, is thinking, I mean, we don't realize how good Iowa high school players are. And I'm not trying to sound like one of these provincial people, but they're good. I mean, seriously, you put them on a court against an all-star team of ACC guys. Some of these guys played on a national runner-up. And I know it's an exhibition game, but I didn't see the least bit intimidation. It's like, well, look, we know we're not up to your guys' level, but we're not afraid to play with you. And that's sort of, I think, the state of basketball now, is that there are high school players probably all over the country, but right here in Iowa, we're unafraid, and they're getting these scholarship offers. And I think Fran McCaffrey has done pretty well pulling out three players from the state of Iowa for next year's class, don't you?
I think so, and I was just going to ask you about that. We got to see two of them. Well, we've seen Jordan Bohannon, obviously, night in and night out. Ryan Kreener came over. And like we said earlier, he drove 4 hours. He wasn't going to back down. He had the most intensity of anybody out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Pemsel did not play. But Bohannon and Kreener showed what they could do. It doesn't mean they're going to have great careers at Iowa, because they could shoot the ball like they did Saturday night. But
they
did show people that haven't seen him before why Fran McCaffrey went out and signed them.
Well, look, I'm not going to compare Jordan Bohannon and Steph Curry. That would be, I'm not going to compare anybody to Steph Curry. But Jordan Bohannon's got Steph Curry range. You know, I don't know how many Jordan Bohannon makes from that distance against Big Ten defense, but there's just something about him that sort of says he's got the right stuff, which isn't a huge surprise because, look, he's the fourth brother in his family to play D1 basketball. Pretty amazing in itself. But he just might be, he might be the special, the really special one. And that's saying something because, you know, his brothers did some mighty good things in college ball. And then you mentioned Kreiner from Spirit Lake. And, yeah, I mean, he shows up for this exhibition game, and he's got this look in his eye like, I'm going to let Eastern Iowa know who I am here. And if he's going to do that in an exhibition game, I think that bodes very well for 4 years of Big Ten competition.
Gazette.com contains a Michael Loss column titled, Football Shouldn't Be a Rite of Spring. Iowa Spring Game is this Saturday. Iowa State's was last. I think Iowa's...
it's a scrimmage,
the practice, whatever. The passion for Iowa's spring, whatever it is, has waned, maybe because of the format. But how far will you have to cast your line to come up with a story this weekend?
I don't know. It's a personal thing with me. I guess I've been around the block too many times or something. I don't get very interested in, I'm not interested in Iowa playing Maryland Eastern Shore in November in basketball. I'm not interested in spring football games. If they're showing an exhibition baseball game on TV in March, my remote will press buttons before my hand even gets on it. But it's just,
they had 93,000 in Georgia for the spring game. My goodness.
And you think, well, they're living in a different world than us. And
they are.
I think to myself, I'm glad I'm in this one. I don't want to be part of 100,000 people in Columbus paying to watch a glorified practice. And there are 100,000 people and probably hundreds of thousands more in Ohio are saying, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're missing. But I think I do. And, wake me up when it's Labor Day weekend and it's time for these games to mean something. But you're not going to tell me this guy's a superstar because he outran a teammate by 2 yards in an April scrimmage.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that there aren't things to be learned and if you got an investment in a team, it's fun to watch your guys do things, and you will see people do things Saturday, and people saw people do things at Iowa State last Saturday, although not really that much offensively. But, I walked away a couple years ago and thought Derek Willis was the answer to Iowa's prayers. it didn't quite work out.
He's going to be the answer to somebody's prayers, I think.
Yeah, so... in a related note, I saw a column somebody wrote today about mock drafts, NFL mock drafts. Said, why do people keep paying attention to these things? Go back and look at every draft that there's been, all the number one picks that have been mistakes, and then all the Aaron Rodgers who got picked late in first rounds, and the Tom Brady's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who was the quarterback from LSU who was the number one pick in the entire draft?
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, I mean, you know what he did in the NFL. Nothing. But yet, we do this every year. We project and we who's one and who's two. I don't know. I don't care. Let me watch him play in September.
The one thing I think you can take away from what happened in Ames on Saturday was that Matt Campbell was just trying to, it was the first time Iowa State's shiny new car was taken out for a spin, and 15,000 were there just to get the enthusiasm back to Cyclone football. That's what
that's a different story. Yeah.
Right.
And that, you know, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's a new year and hope and you start over. I get all that. I'm not in the fan base anyplace, so to me I'm on the outside looking in. But if you enjoy it and it gives you good feelings, you know, great. I just don't want to be in the middle of 93,000 people in Georgia to watch an exhibition.
Mike, which playoffs are you watching more, and for what reason, the NBA or the NHL?
Well, normally it would be NBA, but none of it's any good.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, I remember the first round of the NBA, it was like the NCAA tournament's first weekend. The series were all really good and close. And I mean, I think five of the eight series went the maximum seven games. This year, they stink. I mean, they really stink. They're mismatches. San Antonio played Memphis last night, and it was ugly. And Golden State played, who was it, Houston the other day, ugly. And Oklahoma City just buried, was it, Dallas.
Atlanta-Boston was the only good game.
Yeah, and I'm not going to watch Atlanta-Boston because I don't care.
Yeah.
But, you know... So it will wait longer this year for that to get good because, you know, there are four really good teams in the West. And they will play each other in the next round, and it'll be good.
That will be fun.
Yeah. As far as the hockey, I just don't know much about it, about the teams. I know that once a game gets into the third overtime, that's when it really gets good.
And a lot of them do. More than your.
But I mean, Nashville's playing Anaheim and it's midnight. I'm probably not watching.
Hey, before we let you go, there was news today coming out of Ames as well. Former basketball player on the women's side, Nikki Moody, suing Bill Finley, Iowa State, and the state of Iowa for racial discrimination. Allegedly saying that Finley demeaned, berated, harassed, and discriminated against her. We're seeing more and more of these come out. Now, this is the first one that's kind of hit home as far as a coach is concerned of a football or a basketball program here in the state of Iowa. Too early to make, you know, what side you're on or whatever the case may be, but just the general story about this is that things have changed over the last 20 years. As far as coaching and just treatment of players and what is deemed good treatment, bad treatment, whatever the case may be. And I hate to see things like this happen, but they're becoming more and more relevant and just more and more the numbers of them each and every year.
Yeah, they are. I'm not going to offer any opinion on this particular story because, look, I don't know the truth. I have no idea. And presumably there'll be a day in court if it comes to that. It'll be interesting to see if Iowa State fights this tooth and nail or not. But, yeah, I just think it's like a lot of things that once the pendulum starts to swing the other way, it starts to swing really hard and until that balance is achieved again. And maybe coaches have had, I'm not talking about this example, just in general, maybe coaches have had too much power and have been too able to be abusive, or maybe former players are bolder than they've been. They become emboldened because of cases that have come before them. Maybe a lot of things, you know. It's just, if you're not in the middle of it, it's. I'm not real comfortable talking about it, not because it's a controversial subject, but because I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and we've seen it before that when you prejudge these things, you can look awfully wrong. But at the same time, when you hear about complaints like this, you can't automatically dismiss them because we do still have a ways to go as people. And you know. I mean, we've seen it in this presidential campaign season, things that we thought
were not passed. Luke Eustace of the Iowa Wrestling Program and Hawkeye Wrestling Club tweeting to us, who knew Halas was so darn funny? Now, that's in regards to a previous segment, I assume.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Luke's pretty funny himself.
We knew you were funny, though.
Luke's, yeah, looks aren't everything. But the, you know, you should have Luke on the show if you haven't.
We haven't had Luke on.
I had him on a podcast a few weeks ago. The guy's great.
Well, there we go.
For people who don't know, he's the man behind the scenes of Iowa wrestling. I mean, everybody says it's Tom Brand's program. Luke Eustace calls all the shots down there.
He's got them all. I thought it was Ironside.
Actually, in seriousness, Luke was the driving force behind that grapple at the gridiron, which was just unbelievable.
Hmm. Yeah, that was a great day. Great day indeed.
Yeah, I've got to appear on a panel with Brooks Campbell and Sava later on this afternoon, the evening. What am I getting myself into, Mike?
We don't. The Gazette and KCRG are no longer under the same roof, so I can say whatever I want about that.
Yes, you may.
Am I going to get Mark back as a co-host? Is he going to see the light of television now, per se?
Yeah. You'll still have some voice left for the radio tomorrow because they're not. With Sable there, you won't have to use your.
With Scott and Brooksy both there, Mark, I told Mark he's not going to get more than three words in.
Now, what's this going to be a referendum on?
You know, that's up to Sable. I'm just, he called me and I said, yeah, I'll be there. I think reminiscing about some things. I suppose with the vintage of that crew, I suppose that's the way to go.
Well, now, geez, I might have to rethink this because I was going to watch Nashville against Anaheim.
And Big Bang Theory's on them, too, you know.
That's the 5,000th time.
Mike, thank you. We'll talk after, I'm sure, what will be a very highly entertaining and educational spring game. Scrimmage starting.
Yeah, I'll take copious notes.
Thank you. We'll look forward to talking with you and more stuff at thegazette.com and at Halas.
Get out there and ride that bike.
Thanks, Mike. 3:46 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Always fun to talk with Mike Halas. We will take a break, come back. As we head to break, Alex, let's go ahead and give away some tickets to a Thirsty Thursday coming up for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. That'll be a week from this Thursday, and that will be April the 28th. Colonels and the West Michigan Whitecaps will go at it. That is a Z102.9 Thirsty Thursday as well. And you can get $12 regular draft beers for $2 all game long. And the tips that night, because you want to tip your bartender.
Absolutely.
Especially when it's, you know, a Jenny Valier, Mitch Main, or somebody like that. Greg Runyon, tip Greg. And those tips are going to go to the Arc of East Central Iowa. So we've got some tickets for that particular game to give away right now. A four-pack of tickets to a Thirsty Thursday on Thursday, April the 28th. We're going to go with caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You're going to go see the Colonels and West Michigan a week from Thursday. Back with more after this.
Stugatz here for 1-800-FLOWERS. There are so many reasons to send roses this time of year. Birthdays, anniversaries, and of course, don't forget, Mother's Day. Do what we do, celebrate these special occasions by sending a beautiful rose bouquet from 1-800-FLOWERS.com. Guys, I've been sending them for years to my mom, to my wife. They are the absolute best. You're going to make mom very happy this Mother's Day, which is why 1-800-FLOWERS.com has created an exclusive offer for our listeners. Listen up here. They're going to make mom happy. They're going to make you happy. 36 beautiful sorbet roses for just $36. An abundant bouquet of 3 dozen roses for just $36. An incredible value, but it's only available this week. Have it delivered tomorrow or lock in this amazing deal now for delivery in time for Mother's Day. Go to 1-800-FLOWERS.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter Dan for 36 sorbet roses for $36. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Dan.
When you make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics, you're making the switch to next-level performance. You're making the switch to the modern synthetic motor oil, made from natural gas, not crude oil. You're making the switch to the same technology that won the Daytona and Indy 500 in the same year. You're making the switch to motor oil that's changing the game. Pennzoil Synthetics. Make the switch. Save with a Pennzoil Synthetic Oil Change Special at your local AutoZone.
When it's time for Jersey Mike's to make a really great sub, a deli slicer is how we do it. Fresh sliced and made right in front of you is what we've always done. It's what we've been doing. It's what we're always gonna do. Because meat and cheese, deli sliced thin, piled high and made to order, is just how a great sub should be done. So what are you doing? Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class, KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Trevor of Cedar Rapids. He picks up a family four-pack of tickets to see the Colonels in West Michigan coming up on Thursday, April the 28th. More tickets to come later on this week, starting tomorrow when we talk Major League Baseball with Cal Eldred, and we'll do that on the program on Tuesday. Coming up on Wednesday, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com to talk fantasy baseball with you. That will be coming up at that time. Also, Brian Brown will join us, the director of the Drake Relays. Later on this week, Rob Howe will join us to preview the Hawkeye Spring Scrimmage coming up on Saturday. Of course, Mark, and if you'd like to comment on it, 319-366-1600. Coming out of Ames today, the story that Nikki Moody, the former Iowa State women's basketball player, suing Bill Finley, Iowa State, and the state of Iowa for racial discrimination and retaliation. That reported by numerous sources in Outpost today. And now you've got both sides lining up on this thing. You've got Brianna Fenstrom, former Iowa State women's basketball player, now having transferred to the University of Minnesota. She came out on Twitter today with not a very flattering tweet about the situation. But then others, the former Kelsey Bolte has come out saying that she's all for Bill Finley. You're going to have teammates lining up against each other now. Kind of like the way it is. Different situation from what's going on with the Iowa field hockey program. Some similarities, but different. But you're seeing more and more of these, like we talked about with Mike. And not to take sides in this particular situation, but the underlying tone of all this is that you cannot coach in the same way that you did 20 years ago. You just can't.
Totally agree. And first of all, I echo Mike's comments about this Iowa State situation. It's just so difficult to form an opinion when you really don't know. You don't know the context in which alleged comments were made. You don't know both sides of the whole story. And for anybody to draw conclusions on this story, one way or another, from the contents of the suit, I think is foolish. In regards to your point, there's no question that coaches and athletes are different than they were decades ago.
Look at the transfer numbers that are going on right now. And a lot of that has to do with the coach that you decided to, to follow. And maybe you made a bad decision. Maybe the coach promised this, promised that, did not come through in your opinion, and now you leave. So much of that going on right now. Used to be coaches were a lot more physical with people. You can't do that anymore. I mean, you can't do that at any level. Pro, college, high school, whatever the case may be.
Is it for better or worse, though? Because I remember my limited athletic career in football. I'm playing linebacker. I don't know whether it was a 9th or 10th grade level, something like that. And I didn't fill a gap. And the next thing you know, I get a foot in my rear end.
Or you get somebody grabbing your face mask and taking you where you should be.
In basketball, I played poor defense, which I usually did, And from afar, I get a basketball, launched it. It hit me in the face, let's face it. You know, am I scarred for it years later? No. I knew the coaches that later on, they're great guys, you know. But it was a different time. And much like many things in life, things change. And we're so politically correct these days to try to be. I'm not saying if Bill Finley called Nikki Moody a thug or any of the other, that's not right.
No,
don't
it's
get
not
me
right.
wrong in that regard, okay?
It's not right. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Few minutes left here at the end of the program. Get your thoughts about it. As you can reach us via the Guppies on the Go text line.
Evan in North Liberty. Finley was so racist and discriminatory that she stayed for 4 years and is Iowa State's all-time assist leader.
That's the timing of this is strange. It was a strained relationship between Nikki Moody and Bill Finley. I don't think anybody will dispute that. She was suspended, sat down on a couple of different occasions in her senior year. I'm sure that has something to deal with this. Obviously has something to deal with this. I don't know what went on between Nikki Moody and Bill Finley. But to have it come out, you would think if she was going to do something like this, wouldn't it have happened right after her playing
days
were done?
If she was so offended at the time, you would think it would come up right away.
Right.
And upon further review, again, it's hard to form these opinions without knowing both sides. Or the context, but, you know, these things that happen a year or two down the line, whatever story it may be, I have an immediate measure of skepticism about the story. 69-64, problem is participation trophies. Kids don't know how to handle failure.
And I think that's a big part of it. A big, big part of it. The fact now that, and it has changed athletics for the better, it's always also changed athletics for the worst. You have a lot of people spending a lot of money taking kids through point A to point B, and they get to point C, and they think, well, they should play. Because either they've spent so much money on this, on little Billy or little Susie, and they don't get to play, and it's the coach's fault.
Well, what's worse, getting kicked in the rear end for not doing your job, or being grabbed by the face mask, or being called, allegedly, a thug? A white coach calling a black player a thug.
I guess you'd have to ask, be in those shoes, I guess. I've had face masks grabbed, whatever the case may be. We come from a different age, though, and a different time. It was.
Are we scarred? Some will say yes.
I'm not. I should have been at this spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not thinking, oh my gosh, the coach just grabbed me. I'm thinking, you're an idiot because you weren't over there.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Or
to
worse, go home and tell your mom and dad that coach did this or that. And if you got good parents, they're saying, well, why didn't you do your job?
Exactly.
Huh?
Exactly. And not to make light of it or anything. That's not what we're doing
No.
here. But it's just different time and a different age.
We need to get to a break. 84-93 sounds like a revenge lawsuit or witch hunt for Finley's job. 78-54 players that no matter what the sport have become such pansies.
Now, it has been proven that some athletes have been correct in this, though, in other places around the country. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting, and now a judge will have it in front of him. On how he is going to rule, and this is going to test the Iowa State women's athletic program and the women's basketball team. APC is coming up next. We're fresh out of time. Cal Elder joins us tomorrow.
Acme Tools, home of the best brands, the best selection within those brands, the best, well, everything. Like that nail gun from Bostitch, cordless drill from Milwaukee, generator from Honda. What makes these tools the best? Acme Tools. Do your best work.
Acme Tools on